Hi, this is a dictation for Latasha Gibbs, LATASHA GIBBS, Gibbs, date of service 6/30/2025. Date of accident is 8/18/2024. Date of birth 2/4/87. The patient is still on tethers and has not been able to do the MRI. She also reported that she was not able to do physical therapy due to transportation problems. She usually goes to US rehab, and she reports a weakness of her left hand and left arm, and also difficulty in lifting the left shoulder beyond 90 degrees of abduction. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 10. Right shoulder is healed up, it is only 4 or 5. Pain in the neck, mid back and lower back is 10. The shooting pain to the left posterior thigh as numbness and tingling and weakness up to the knee. The left knee is also quite painful, and she has a difficult time walking up and down on the stairs or sitting on the floor. She gets much better with the knee injection, which she is requesting today. As well as injection to the left trapezius. She is in severe pain. She is asking for toradol injection too. And the trigger point injections are also being requested for the trapezius muscle. Pain level is 9, as reported by the patient. While the ADLs are 9. 90% relief is reported by the patient with our current treatment. She is missing out on the MRIs, and the definitive treatment plan have not been instituted for her spine pain. Please review the records for the ADLs for the system review. Additional issues and substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is found to be 125 over 100. Pulse is 97. Pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, dated 6/18/2025-0704-007. The plan is to provide the patient medications, review her MAPS, do the urine drug screen, and provide the medications. Following medications are provided: Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram. Ultram was returned, so we provided Tylenol codeine number 4, one tablet a day for 30 tablets. Xanax 0.5 milligram was provided for her extreme anxiety and panic disorder. Neurontin was provided 600 milligram twice a day for the nerve pain and the weakness in the left arm, along with possible carpal tunnel. Physical therapy was ordered 2 times a week for neck and the lower back, left shoulder, and the left knee, with chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. She remains off work. Osteo replacement and transportation have been ordered. Regarding the procedures, following procedures are done with the patient. An injection of toradol was provided, 30 milligram, 2 cc's. IM into the left upper deltoid area. There was no bleeding. Entire needle was withdrawn. This was given for pain relief. Number 2, trigger points of the left trapezius muscle as observed before. In the physical examination, patient continues to have a torticollis, T-O-R-T-I-C-O-L-L-I-S, of the left side. Possibly she is sleeping wrong, or there is an issue related from the cervical spine injury. However, the trigger points are felt as a rebound tenderness and is injected. No, and is present at the cervical fiber of the left trapezius as well as the thoracic fiber near the neck junction to the shoulder. and these 2 points were injected with 3 cc's of dexamethasone and Marken, 0.5%, with a 1-inch long needle, 25 gauge, and band-aids were applied. Next, an injection intra-articular to the left knee was also provided. A 5 cc injection was used with dexamethasone and Marken, 0.5%, and the injection was done according to protocol. Entire needle was withdrawn, band-aid was applied. Patient reported significant relief in the pain. End of dictation should be seen in a month's time. Thank you.